Genesis chapter 9, God's covenant with Noah. Now God blessed Noah and his sons, this is after they've come out of the ark, and he said to them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. So this is just what God told Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. So this was like the Garden of Eden sort of restored again, and that in a much bigger way is going to happen when Jesus comes back, and everything goes back to how it was before Adam and Eve sinned. So God says, the fear of you will be on every animal of the earth and on every bird of the sky. Though it seems that after the flood, they started to eat meat. And before that, they hadn't done that. They had just eaten vegetables.
So were they all like vegetarians?
Yeah, they were all like vegetarians before the flood. Everything that the ground teems with and all the fish of the sea are delivered into your hands. Every moving thing that lives will be food for you, just like you've been eating the green herb. So I've given to you these things. So that seems to imply that they had eaten green things, vegetables, before the flood, but now God says you can eat animals. But flesh with its life, its blood, you shall not eat. I will surely require your blood of your lives. At the hand of every animal, I will require it. At the hand of man, even at the hand of every man's brother, I will require the life of man. Whoever sheds man's blood, his blood will be shed by man, for God made man in his own image. So the fact then that God created man in his own image means that we should never take the life or the blood of another human being, because we are made in the image of God. And as James says, don't curse man who is made in God's image. So we should respect human beings just because they're human. Be fruitful and multiply, increase abundantly in the earth and multiply in it. And God spoke to Noah and to his sons with him, saying, as for me, behold, I establish my covenant. Now a covenant is a set of promises with you and with your children after you and with every living creature that is with you. I will establish my covenant with you. All flesh will not be cut off any more by the waters of the flood, neither will there again be a flood to destroy the earth. God said, this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with me for perpetual generations. So God is promising that forever he is not going to destroy the earth. He's going to preserve it. He's not going to judge it like he had before. And this is the token of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature. I will set my rainbow in the cloud, and it will be for a sign for a covenant between me and the earth. It will happen when I bring a cloud over the earth that the rainbow will be seen in the cloud, and I will remember my covenant, which is made between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. The rainbow will be in the cloud. I will look at it, that I may remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. So then, when you see a rainbow, this is the evidence that really God is not going to destroy the earth by water again. And in fact, God is not going to destroy the earth at all, because he promised to give it to Abraham and his children forever. For an everlasting inheritance. As the Psalm 37 says, the righteous will inherit the land and live there forever. So this is our hope, to eternally inherit the earth, and therefore God is not going to allow planet earth to be destroyed. So the sons of Noah who went out from the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth, and Ham is the father of Canaan. These three were the sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. Noah planted a vineyard, drank of the wine, and got drunk, and he was uncovered naked within his tent. Oh, what a shame that there he is. Not funny that a man who was righteous and had shown so much faith then goes and messes up. Now, you could say that he didn't realize the effect of wine or alcohol, but I think that he did. So it just shows that even a righteous man like Noah sins. Now that doesn't mean it's okay for us therefore to sin a little bit. Not at all. It just is a comfort, I suppose, that when we realize that, oh dear, I'm not perfect, I have failed, Well, actually, all God's people have also sinned. Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers. Shem and Japheth took a garment and laid it on both their shoulders, went in backwards and covered the nakedness of their father. Their faces were backward and they didn't see their father's nakedness. Now that's an example of how we should treat each other when we fall into sin, that I don't want to see it. Rather than sort of rejoicing that someone has fallen into sin, do you know what? He did this. You hear it very commonly from children and in different ways from adults. They did this. Do you know what? Do you know what she did? Do you know what he did? Whereas these sons, Shem and Japheth, did the right thing. They walked into the tent backwards so that they couldn't look on the sin of their father. Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his youngest son had done to him. He said, Canaan is cursed. He'll be servant of servants to his brothers. He said, Blessed be Yahweh, the God of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. May God enlarge Japheth. Let him dwell in the tents of Shem. Let Canaan be his servant. Noah lived 350 years after the flood, and all the days of Noah were 950 years. Then he died.